This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Zygabush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run, yes, he catches, touchdown. Plyman with a beautiful route, he turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats, from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Laramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Laramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
And good evening to you, high school sports fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Brandon Coverman here at Alter High School. It's the rematch, Rushi and Alter again this season. The two girls' clubs collided last year at Rushi, first ever meeting between the two programs, won by Alter 40-37 on a shot with less than 15 seconds to go to win it. JV game underway here tonight. Preliminary tilt. Rushi, after once leading by 10, is up 20-16 over Alter with 2:42 left to go in the third quarter. Rushi had before 20-16 last couple minutes of the third period of play. Oh, what a season for these Rushi girls. A 9-0 mark coming off a victory over New Bremen this past Saturday, 54-36. Prior to that, a win against Houston, 37-23. And the most stern test of the year, a 40-35 win over Versailles. Brandon, you were at that game. Your recollections of Rushi against the Tigers. Raiders came from behind to win that. Two very big girls' basketball teams.
Yeah, beating Versailles, they were down 8, and really at this 9-0 mark, sometimes you don't get tested and seeing how you can play when you're from behind, but they were down 21-13 at that point, were able to fight back and get a lead, and they faced some good size in the Versailles Tigers, and that's probably so far right up there with that Anna win, their most quality wins of this young season, actually getting to the midpoint of the season, Jack.
A little snapshot of these two clubs. Rushi, 47 points a game offensively, allowing 26. Alter is Division IV, averaging 42 a game, giving up 39. Alter takes part in the Greater Catholic League.
with the likes of McCauley in Cincinnati and Baden and Carroll. In fact, those two clubs have beaten Alter this year. Alter 3-3 on the campaign, having down McCauley by 18 on Saturday. Before that, Alter lost twice to Carroll 52-41, Baden 46-41. Having graduated 1 year ago from Alter, is the all-time career scoring and rebounding leader by the name of Maddie Moody. She scored 21 against Rushi in that 40-37 win by Alter over Rushi 1 year ago. These Rushi girls playing outstanding team basketball. A junior starter, Hazel Francis, just under 11 points a game at 10.6. Ariana Cordagna, a 5'7 sophomore, 10 per outing. Celeste Borchers, 8.3 per game. She's a 6-foot junior. Faith York, 2 points a game, 3 rebounds, nearly 3 assists, a 5'8 senior. Kylie Dosek, a little over 3 a game, 3 rebounds. She is a 5'10 senior. It is a nice blend of youth and experience. Rushi's going to be strong, Brandon, for years to come. Yes, a few seniors will graduate, but boy, the pipeline is loaded.
Yeah, it is, and they're playing at this 9-0 mark without their lead scorer from last year, Claudia Haney, who tore her ACL on the second day of practice. So one of the benefits that the Lady Raiders are going to have is going to have a 6'3 girl in the middle, but they've adapted to playing a little faster. You've seen the likes of players like Ariana Cardonier and Hazel Francis really start to score more often. Cardonier particularly in that game against Houston had 23 points. So you're seeing them play faster and playing, especially with their guard play, just playing quick. And overall, Kylie Dosek, not really much of a scorer on the inside, more of a good down low post defender, but they'll run up and down the court quickly and try to tire you out by the time the fourth quarter rolls around.
How many girls basketball teams, Division 7, Division 1 included, could lose a 6'2 Claudia Haney, have everybody else step up, and probably be as good? That's not slighting Claudia at all. She scored 11 in the loss last year against Alder. She bumped home 11 points. Was the team's leading scorer in 24-25. Yes, Rushi misses her, that's for sure. But everybody is contributing and making up for her loss.
Yeah, and that's the thing. They're a balanced team, and I think sometimes that's the thing that, you know, has really brought them to this point of being 9-0, is playing together, whether it's one night Hazel Francis steps up, and as Ariana Cardonier stepped up against Houston the other night. And then there'll be nights where you're going to have to rely on a Celeste Fortress, or Kylie Dosek's maybe going to have to get you 8 points, and she might have to do that and play really good post-defense. So that's the thing. You have depth, and Coach Bayshore can even go deeper if he wants to. You might see the likes of Ruby Francis here at times tonight, and she's playing a little bit in the JV contest as well.
Haney is a noted pump at 11 in that game against Alter last year. Francis had 8. Addison Chappie had 5. Got the team's only 3-pointer. Borcher scored 13. 4 buckets, 5 for 5 at the line. 6 points in the fourth quarter. Alter was led by Maddie Moody, 21 points. 1-3. 5 for 8 on free throws. Only 7 for 21 for the game, as Rushi did a pretty good job on her, but she got 21 and fed Molly Miller for the game-winning 3-pointer. Brand had 4. She has been cleared to play after suffering a knee injury. We will see her in action tonight. Overman had 5 in that game last year. That's a name you'll hear again this evening. And Arcuri had 7 in that game last year for Alter against Rushi. A name I did not mention is Deshae Shepherd. She's the big girl in the middle for Alter. She's a key, a 6'1 senior. Maybe Rushi can get her in foul trouble. We will wait and see. Comments from both head coaches coming up. Michael Bayshore of Rushi. Christina Knight, the 32-year head coach at Alder, is also with us. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Jack Kramer, Brandon Coverman on ScoresBroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Hello, once again. Welcome back to Alter High School. Jack Kramer, Brandon Coverman. Alter JVs have tied Rushi at 20 as we start the fourth quarter. It is just underway. A 20-20 game beginning the fourth and final period. Michael Bayshore, third year as the head coach of the Rushi girls, and he's done a standout job. He had a long stint coaching the Greenville boys. In fact, posted a 53-39 record coaching Greenville. And in 2015-16, he took Greenville to the Greater Western Ohio Conference North Division title. He was named GWAC Coach of the Year, District 9 Coach of the Year that season. He's also had stints coaching boys at Fort Recovery and an assistant at Versailles. We were both on the road over the weekend. I talked to him by phone, and he highlighted his starting five and top reserve players for the Rushi Raiders here in 2025-26.
We have three girls back that are started from last year. We have two juniors, Celeste Borchers and Hazel Francis. This is their third year of starting. Both right around 6 foot tall, great length. Great athleticism out of both of them. Hazel's a really good driver to the basket. She can get to the basket pretty much whenever she wants to get to the basket. She's a good rebounder for a guard. And quite honestly, one of the best defensive players, on-ball defensive players I've ever coached. She usually draws the other team's best guard and usually does a really good job of containing them. And Celeste, she does a little bit of everything for us. She can put the ball on the floor. She's got a nice shot from the outside. She does a lot of offensive rebounding for us, gets a lot of stick back. She's very active there. And then our other returning starters, Ariana Cordonier, just a fantastic point guard, good three-point shooter, but more importantly, she just gets us into our sets. Very rarely turns the ball over. I think she's got an over 3 assist to turnover ratio right now. And then, you know, our other guard that starts for us is Faith York. She's been on varsity. She started a little bit here and there as a sophomore when we had some injuries, so she's got 3 years of varsity experience. And then our other senior, Kylie Dusick, starts, and she's in the same boat as Faith. She started a game or two when she was a sophomore. Been a bench player, but she's a nice role player. She gets a lot of diving into piles and gets a lot of jump balls for us. And then off the bench, Callie Dubose is shooting the ball really well. She's averaging about 7.5 a game coming off the bench for us. And she's another girl who's been playing varsity since she was a sophomore. So we really rely, you know, those first six girls right there have all got 3 years varsity experience, except for Ariana, but I think she's been playing varsity basketball since she was 2 years old, knowing who her dad is, and Spencer, so she has a lot of experience as well. You know, and then we've got some other girls off the bench that do a nice job. We have a freshman, Ruby Francis, which is Hazel's little sister. She's an excellent defender. She's still kind of getting used to the game, but she comes in and can play really good defense for us. And we have a sophomore forward in Cammy Schaefer, who's an excellent outside shooter, right around 6 foot. She does great at getting rebounds, and she's real athletic as well. So we're just athletic and long across the board. I think our strength is our experience, you know, with losing Claudia the second day of practice. You didn't kind of know what we were going to get, but these girls have all stepped up. I mean, we're playing really well right now. Up until the Versailles game, I think we were averaging only giving up 22.5 points a game, which is outstanding defense, and that's what we hang our hats on.
Words of Michael Bayshore, girls coach at Rushi, talking about his long athletic experience girls basketball team this season. Christina Hart is the mentor for the Alter girls, 32 years high school coaching, unbelievable. Was at the College of Worcester for 7 in 32 years here, 9 or 10 trips to the state Final Four in basketball, 5 state titles, believe it or not. And yeah, she takes pride in winning state championships, but more importantly, the players, the people, including the coaches and the families.
In many ways, a quick 32 years when you look back. The opportunity to work with so many young ladies and watch them develop, not just as players, but also as human beings. And each year during graduation, I think it brings a tear to your eye to think about where they were and where they are at that moment, and then where they are going to be. To have those women come back and be physicians and attorneys and mothers and successful in every sense of the word, that's really what has made the 32 years here so special.
Last season, Alter defeated Rushi at Rushi High School by one possession, game-winning shot by Molly Miller.
Yep.
Everybody back from that team a year ago, except your sensational player, Miss Moody.
Yep, except for the all-time leading rebounder and scorer. Other than that, everybody's back. And, you know, Molly hit a big shot last year down the stretch, and kudos to Maddie for giving it up. She found the open person and had confidence in Molly, and Molly knocked it in. So it was a great game up there, well-played game, hard-fought game, and we anticipate the same kind of contest on Monday night.
And Molly will be one of 5 starters. Highlight the other 4.
Yeah. So we have three senior starters. two are back in the starting lineup from last year. Alina Overman starts at a guard spot, and Samantha Potist. They are both also captains. Deshae Shepherd is coming off of an ACL, so she played about half the season last year, and she's also a captain. She's kind of our anchor in the middle. And Izzy Arcuri is a sophomore, second-year starter, and is our leading scorer at the time that we're talking.
At reserves, who will come off the bench?
We bring in a senior, Allison Link, and a sophomore, Grace Ironton, are the first couple kids off the bench, and then we bring in a freshman, Caroline Miller. We will be able to play Sarah Brand on Monday night, who's coming off a torn ACL in the district championship last year. So she will be released on Friday and looking to be able to play on Monday.
And the style of play you teach here at Alter?
We kind of adapt. There are times where we really get up and down the floor, and there are times where we try to slow it down. So it kind of depends on the makeup of our team and what is best for us. But we do play man-to-man 95% of the time. It's just how I was brought up and what I believe in and what we do best.
Christina Hart, head coach, Alter Knights, 32 years coaching girls hoops here at Alter. The state championships in 2008, 15, 16, and 17, back to back to back, 30-0. In 2015, the first time ever a girls basketball team in the state of Ohio won 30 and went undefeated. Also a state title in 2022. With a mark of 28-1 last year, the club overachieved, went all the way to the state championship in Division IV. Those previous state titles were in D2. Christina Hart, head coach of Alter. JV game now has gotten really snug. After a scoreless third quarter, Rushi's in a scrap. Raiders trail by one. The Alter JVs, 27-26, 2:41 left in the fourth quarter of this game. Looking forward to the varsity game tonight, Brandon. It's little school against much bigger school. D7 against D4. Alter was in the past Division II. But Rushi at 9-0 with the club this year is ready for the challenge.
Yeah, and this is why you play games like these. Rushi kind of fell into this game by accident last year. Miss Sinawa dropped them off their schedule late, and they needed a game, and they picked up Alter. And it kind of raised my eyebrows when I saw it on the schedule last year, but it was a really well-played game. And you take a look at teams like, let's take a look at Fort Laramie, for example, that have gone up and played the Ottawa Glandorfs and the Liberty Bentons. Even if you end up losing, for example, if you end up losing, you still gain so much valuable experience. And if you somehow pull off a win, you know, it also brings up your confidence. And Rushi last year with keeping a tight game with an Alter team that was a state runner-up, it boosted their confidence at a time that they really needed it. So it's good for both teams, and it'll be a great matchup here tonight.
We are probably a good 15, 18 minutes away from the start of our varsity tilt tonight between Rushi and Alter. A couple of minutes to go in the fourth quarter of the JV game. Alter shooting free throws, now up by two, 28-26 over Rushi. This gymnasium at Alter was constructed way back in 1962. Brand new floor was installed this past summer. Gym doesn't look that old. Seats about 950. And right now, not a big crowd. I would say, Brandon, every bit as many from Rushi here in the gymnasium at Alter as Alter fans.
I would agree with that, yeah. Yeah, 100%. And this is the first time I've ever been here, but I feel like you know, we're in a 1960s gym a little bit, you know, but a small size gym, 950 students or 950 people that can come in here. But it'll be a great matchup. Like you said, you highlighted the Alter tradition. I remember I was in high school whenever they went on that run back under Coach Hart. They had a player by the name of Braxton Miller.
Yep.
And she went and played at Oklahoma State and finished up at Ohio State.
B-R-A-X-T.
I am. Yes, correct. And they've had very good basketball tradition here at Alter, and just very good athletic tradition in general. So it's awesome that a game like this can get picked up, and a credit to Alter too, that they want to do this. You know, it's not easy sometimes for a school maybe of that size or in a stature playing in a great conference like the GCL of wanting to face a small school like Rushi. But I credit Coach Hart in wanting to do this. That shows how much respect she has for the Rushi program.
And the kudos to the Rushi faithful. As we noted a few minutes ago, there are as many blue and gold spectators across the way as there are brown and gold from Alter. 29-26 Alter over Rushi. 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter of the JV game. We've got more pregame for you in just a few minutes here on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Locale Equipment, from which you just heard. Locale, L-A-C-A-L, in Jackson Center in Shelby County, moved there from L.A., California, thus the name Locale. Way back in 1983, Locale Equipment, a founding sponsor here on Scores Broadcast, an originating partner way back in 2006 and 7, still with us on the air today. Thank you so much, Locale Equipment, and the leadership at Locale, all the staff and associates. We owe you a great deal of gratitude, and we are really pleased to enjoy the support offered to us by Locale. On the air now for 21 years, a continuing sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, Locale Equipment. Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers that winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. There are key building components tonight, that is for sure. I'm certain there will be a battle waged on the inside. Deshae Shepherd of Alter is a very good scorer, fine rebounder, 6'1" senior, averaging just under double digits per game scoring, 7.5 rebounds per contest, and she will challenge Rushi's length on the interior, that's for sure, and it's going to be up to the Rushi players on the inside to get the job done, maybe get Deshae Shepherd in foul trouble. We'll watch those matchups. We will see how Rushi plays Shepherd in the post. Certainly a key building component which can open the doors to success for these two clubs. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulte will elevate your living space, inspiring that winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulte in Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Well, we've got a 30-30 deadlock in our JV game, not hoping for an overtime. That's the last thing we want, is for our pregame to be extended another 10-12 minutes or so. Rushi has just taken a shot and missed. Alter rebounding. 50 seconds left in the preliminary game. It is all tied up at 30-30. Shelby County Veterans at 133 South Ohio in Sydney provide many services to vets and their eligible family members. These services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, and the on-site food pantry, just to name several. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call the office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit the website at shelbycountyveterans.org. That's veterans plural, shelbycountyveterans.org, or look us up on Facebook. You served our country, and we are here to serve you. Each team has scored a bucket. 32-32 deadlock. Alter with the ball. 15 seconds left. And a driving layup by the Alter Knights is good. And Alter has taken the lead over Rushi by a field goal. 34-32. Rushi dribbles to midcourt with 7 seconds left and calls a timeout. We'll have more pregame before the start of a varsity tilt. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Jack Kramer, Brandon Coverman here at Alter High School. Rushi Raiders, Alter Knights, Division 7 versus D4 tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
The goal at Eisenhardt Homes in Bodkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnipple say their new 2,100 square foot home by Eisenhardt is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhardt can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhardt Homes.
Corey Eisenhardt was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhardt Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhardt kept construction on schedule and on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhardt.
You will too, with all your heart. In Bodkin, EisenhardtHomes.com. EisenHardt. For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the Food Court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment. environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Pickwick Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bakken's. Phone 937-693 6325, the Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs. We build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Welcome back here to Alder High School. Rushi has been nipped at the wire in the JV game by 2 points. 20 minutes on the clock before the start of the varsity tilt. It's winding down. It says just over 16 right now. So we are a good quarter of an hour away from the start of this matchup between Rushi Division 7, Alder Division 4. Brandon, we were talking several minutes ago about the balance on this Rushi Raiders basketball team here for 25-26. Leading scorer against Arcanum, Cordonier and Francis both had 12. Against Farallon, Francis 15. Against Sydney, Borchers 11. Against Anna, Francis 18. Gubo had 11 against Jackson Center. Francis 16 more against Covington. Borchers 10 against Versailles. Cordonier with superb three-point shooting, netted 23 points versus Houston. Francis scored 13 against New Bremen. To count them, four different leading scorers over the course of the season so far for the Rushi girls. And on a girls' basketball team, that is extraordinary.
Yeah, and that's one thing I think Coach Michael Bayshore really likes about this team that's different than the past two teams he's had here in his time at Rushi, is there's a little more of a reliability. You don't have to rely on necessarily one person to lead you in scoring. I think most nights it's going to generally be Hazel Francis or Ariana Cardonier, but you've seen a lot of other people step up in certain situations, especially with the injury, like we've mentioned before, to Claudia Haney. But right now, I think the big thing is you've seen, and I called that game Thursday against Houston, but Ariana Cardonier had 23 Raider points when Rushi really struggled against a zone that Houston implored, and you'll see her really, she takes care of the ball, and she's starting to score. She's probably about doubled her output of scoring in in this year, which has been vital for the Raiders to get off to this 9-0 start, looking to make it 10-0 tonight. And Raiders are in this stretch right now where you've got Alter, you've got Minster on Saturday, then you've got on the 29th, you got Botkins, and then a big one round out to finish the first round of league play against Fort Laramie. So Rushi in a very critical midpoint of the season stage right now.
So many thanks here on Scores broadcast to Osgood Bank. To update our message, you just heard, five convenient locations for Osgood Bank beginning this past spring. About 9 months or so ago now, Osgood Bank opened up in Rushi. Locations in Rushi, Fort Laramie, Indian Lake, Chickasaw, and Osgood. And so many thanks to Osgood Bank. OsgoodBank.com. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Again, Hazel Francis, just under 11 points a game for Rushi. Ariana Cordonier at 10. Celeste Borchers, 8.3. Faith York, a couple points a game. Kylie Dosick, a little over 3 off the bench. Callie Gubo at 6. Ruby Francis a point. Cammie Schaefer also a very capable substitute. The team is averaging 46.7, giving up 25.7. Get a load of these numbers, Brandon. Shooting percentage by opponents from the floor, 26%, 18.7% from behind the arc. Woo! When you can have defense like that, you will win a lot of basketball games, especially on nights when your offense is not real good. Your defense can carry the load.
And that's one thing Michael Bateshore said, and he's talked about, you know, maybe they're not maybe the most explosive offensive team, like maybe some other teams you see that might be 9-0. They're not putting up 60, 70 points a game, things like that. But they are really guard very well. And especially, like I said, with the injury to Claudia Haney, you see girls like Kylie Dosek, who played really good against Addison Bales the other week. Hazel Francis does a really nice job out front. She's a long guard. She can go in there. She can get deflections and things like that. Ariana Cardonier does the exact same thing as well. Celeste Borchers as well in the wing. Faith York, all those guys do a great job guarding their position. And they do really good, kind of similar to the Rushi guys team last year, where they don't necessarily press, but they get a lot of tips and deflections that result in sometimes fast break points instead of getting them out of set plays. That's been really beneficial for the Blue and Gold this year, Jack.
A couple areas where the Rushi girls need to pick it up. Free throw shooting is at 58%. Three-point shooting at 28%. Generally speaking, girls high school basketball, yeah, those numbers aren't real favorable, but there aren't that many girls clubs shooting 35 to 40% from behind the arc.
Wow.
Yeah, Rushi can improve, no doubt about it. Free throw shooting, you'd like to see it more like 65.
Yeah, and that's the thing. As they say, you know, free throws don't win you all the games, but they win you the close ones. And that's the thing that's Michael Bayshore's kind of made a point of emphasis, is he wants to get better at the free throw shooting. Free throw shooting is all about, and Chuck McBee and I talked about this on a broadcast the other week, about, you know, just relaxing sometimes, maybe preventing that chicken wing, so to speak, that Chuck likes to talk about. But just relaxing and getting in a rhythm. I know it's easier said than done, especially when you're in a pressure situation compared to if you're shooting 10 free throws at practice, but it's just getting into a rhythm and then trying to implore that rhythm in the speed of a game.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. We are your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. The radio on your phone for high school sports. 10 minutes away from the varsity tilt tonight between Rushi and Alter. Alter pulled the JV game out of the fire, winning by 2. A new sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi. Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Katie Vargy at Restore. Do you have short-term or long-term pain or discomfort? Well, if you do, you can improve your mobility and well-being with Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness at 102 East Main in Rushi. Talk with Dr. Katie Vargy about a plan to restore your overall wellness. Restore Physical Therapy treats all orthopedic and neurological conditions and provides balance and vestibular rehabilitation to assist restoring your overall function, strength, and agility. Restore Physical Therapy also performs dry needling services and running gait analysis. Restore Physical Therapy enables your initial consultation to be made without a physician referral. We work closely at Restore with your doctor to best serve you. Contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness at 937-710-8744. 710-8744. Get right with Restore and let Restore restore your well-being. I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. It's O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. It's in big demand, offering tool sharpening, recoding, special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level positions. Contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports right here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Again, the crowd includes every bit of 50% blue and gold.
Yeah.
Maybe 50% brown and gold across the way to the right. Big contingent of Rushi fans to the left of center. Most everybody in the gym tonight wearing a little gold here or there. Of course, Rushi fans sporting the blue. Alder fans, the brown.
Yeah, and it's good trial. I mean, of course, you're getting close to Christmas break. I know Rushi isn't quite on Christmas break yet, but, of course, a 5:30 start time also didn't help out either when you started a 5:30 JV contest. That's all more really the credit to the Rushi fans that actually were able to drive down here and make it tonight for this contest. So, of course, driving the hour down here, I mean, I took the hour drive down to Alter, but, again, it's the opportunity to get to play in a big game like this. It's pretty exciting. I know it's probably not the most circle matchup on Alter's schedule when it come out this year, but it's probably one of the higher, marked up non-conference games on Rushi's schedule, one of the top two or three, and maybe even the top one. I know when I talked to Coach Michael Bayshore last week, he said he's excited. He said they're keeping Alter on for the future, for at least another home and home for the next 2 years, because he anticipates the program to still be good in the next couple years. So, I mean, that's exciting. When Alter, just didn't roll over and say, hey, we don't want to play this again, they're respecting that program, and that means a lot, especially when you're a smaller school, just like we'd said the same way about Laramie playing teams like Liberty, Benton, and Ottawa Glendorf. That's a sign of respect from those bigger schools that they're willing to play you.
I bet on this particular night, Monday, December 22nd, 3 days before Christmas, there may not be a better headliner in girls basketball throughout Ohio than Division 7 Rushi on the road here at Division 4 Alter.
Yeah, and also you take a look at the max prep schedule. You know, that's, not always the max prep standings, but Rushi's rated second overall in Division 7 according to that. It says their strength of schedule is a minor negative right now, if you know how max preps does their stuff. But, playing Alter tonight is really going to beef that up for Rushi, and they've beat some quality opponents so far in Versailles and Anna and Arcanum and Sydney. So a big stretch right now. I mean, there's four really good opponents that Rushi's got to face their next four games in Alter, Minster, Botkins, and Fort Laramie. So it's going to be quite a stretch for Coach Michael Bayshore's team, and they're going to learn a lot. And they're 9-0, so the target's on their back right now.
The goal was to start this varsity game at 7, not happening. JV game did begin on time at about 5:32. There were a couple of short injury delays, series of timeouts in the second half. Alter nipped Rushi at the end by a field goal. Alter by 2 points over Rushi in the preliminary contest. A varsity game to start in about 5 minutes. Jack Kramer, Brandon Coverman here at Alter on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details
Sales and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouthwatering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. CURLYS meats.com. Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on the website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too, online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Here are your starting lineups tonight for the Rushi Raiders. The opening five, Ariana Cordonier at guard, Faith York at a guard position, Hazel Francis at a wing, Celeste Borchers at a forward spot, Kylie Dosick in the middle. That's the opening five for Rushi. For the Alter Knights, Izzy Arcuri, 5'7 sophomore guard, Alina Overman, 5'7 senior guard. At forwards, 5'8 junior Molly Miller, 5'8 junior Samantha Potest, and 6'1 senior DeShea Shepherd in the middle. in the post. Shepherd at 9 points a game. Off the bench, Grace Ireton at 8.5 a game, and Izzy Arcuri at guard is averaging over 11 points per outing. Opening tip is upcoming. Rushi on the road at Alter tonight, Division 7 against Division 4, big girls high school basketball game here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky, real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our pumpkin spice caramel cake. With layers of ice cream and Frisch's pumpkin spice cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left. As popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Here we go. Opening tip to start the game. Rushi on the road at Kettering Alter. Knights have the basketball here at the outset. Dribbling 25 feet straight away is Alina Overman. Hits a teammate down inside and spinning and twisting and scoring on the play is Molly Miller. How appropriate. She made the final field goal in the meeting last year between the two. A three-pointer that won the game by 3 points by Alder over Rushi. Here is a steal at midcourt by Alder, which takes it away from the Raiders. An awkward driving layup by Deshae Shepherd is missed. Tie up on the rebound, and Rushi gets the arrow. Alder won the tip to start the game. A quick 2 points by Miller of Alder, and it's 2-0 in favor of the Knights. Rushi brings it up and over the center line. It's Cordonier. Oh, hitting a teammate. Back cut low on the left. Good feed. Finish on the play by the Rushi Raiders. Getting the field goal, Hazel Francis, right?
Yep.
Brandon?
Yep, nice back cut by her to get to the bucket and wait and go up and score and kissing it off the glass.
Oh, that was pretty. Cordonier with a nice dish. They ran a set play and whipped Alder to tie the game at 2-2. Deep in the right corner, Overman for Alter. Outside the arc on the left, it's Arcuri. Keep an eye on her. She's a good scorer. Dribble drive, Molly Miller, top of the circle, into the lane, forces one up. It is short. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Alder. Shot fake by Overman. Drives to the middle of the cup. Strong on the shot. Rebound stabbed out of bounds by Alter. Rushi possession. 6:34 to go in the first. Game tied at 2. Cordonier brings it down for Rushi. She is being checked by Samantha Potest at midcourt. Elbow right, Borchers. Cross court, Cordonier. Gets a screen straight away from Borchers. Outside the arc on the right, it's Kylie Dosick for Rushi. Controlling now, Faith York. There's a head. She's doubled 25 feet away. Goes cross court to Cordonier. Cordonier hangs on. 2 minutes played, opening period. Game tied at 2. Long possession here for the Raiders. Cordonier on the dribble. Straight away to Dosick. High right, it goes to Francis. Takes right, goes left, cuts into the paint. Leaning one-hander, banked it in.
Nice shot.
Beautifully done by the Raiders. 4-2. Rushi in the lead by a field goal. Midcourt, Arcuri. Hits a teammate, Molly Miller, in the paint. She's got to get out of there, and she doesn't. It's either a travel or 3 seconds. Violation, Alter.
3 seconds is what they called there.
Rushi possession, leading by a field goal, 4-2. As an Alder player checks out, Molly Miller on the bench. Allison Link, the 5'7 senior, is in. Cordonier down the right side, cut off. Still dribbling, retreats to the arc. Alder in the road, or I should say Alder in the home, white. Brown numerals outlined in gold. Rushi, that familiar Raiders blue, gold numbers, gold piping. Left flank with the ball for Rushi. Is a driver into the lane. It's Borchers on the arc to Cordonier. She chucks up a three. It glances off the rim. Goes out of bounds in the corner. It will be Alder possession. 4-2 Rushi. 4:58 to go in the first. Entering the game for Alder is Sarah Brand. She gets a big round of applause. She is back off an injury. She returns to the hardwood for the Alder Knights. Brand, a 5'7 sophomore. She is a gifted talent. Played some varsity last year as a freshman. Alder between the rings. It is Allison Link. Link flips it cross court, skipping it to Miller. Outside the arc on the left, it's Brand. Brand dribbles left corner, dishes to Overman. Rushi's man-to-man defense stifling Alder at the moment. 4-2 Raiders. We played nearly half the first quarter. Alder dribbles into the lane, can't get a shot off. Ball thrown right corner, fumble, lost, picked up by Rushi. Darting down the floor, Raiders on the run, barreling in from the right flank is Celeste Borchers, and it's poked out of bounds by Alter. 4:10 to go, first quarter. 4-2 Rushi. Cordonier playmaker right of the basket. Looks, They have to go to Faith York in the corner. Faith handles. Ball high over her head. Gets a screen out on the arc from teammate Dosik. Then throws to the three-point long-range shooter for Rushi. Wow! Celeste Borchers all cord. She tickled the twine from three-point land. Borchers with a great shot. Didn't hit the rim. She swished it. And it's 7-2, Rushi, which forces a tie-up just across the timeline. Arrow favors the Alter Knights.
It's going to be Rushi ball, looks like. Or no, now they're not pulling Alter down there. Great pass on that last play by Ariana Cardonier to Celeste Borchers there, Jack. Nice extra pass there.
3:45 to go. First quarter, 7-2, Rushi in the lead. Raiders have looked sharp so far, and the Rushi defense has thwarted Alter's attack into a couple of long, empty possessions. Far left wing, handling the basketball as Grace Ireton is in off the bench. Good player, 5'7 sophomore, over 8 points a game. She's on the hardwood now for Alter. Straight away to Samantha Potist. Right wing holding on, Allison Link. Now to Arcuri. Good matchup there as Rushi defends Arcuri with Celeste Borchers. Deep right corner, Miller spin move. Twists and turns. A leaner from 9 feet short. Rebound down to Rushi. Barging down the floor, Borchers. On the arc to Cordonier. Wide open three ball. You can count it. A triple by Cordonier. 10-2. Raiders up 8. Sharp shooting here at the beginning for Rushi. Good sign. 4 and Jim. And
yeah,
Rushi's on target.
They're getting good passes and good wide open looks here early, Jack.
Arcuri deep in the left corner for Alter. Alter Knights 3-3 on the year. Losses to Wayne, Baden, and Carroll. Alter plays in the tough Greater Catholic League. Outside the arc on the left, ball handled by Miller. Gives it up to Arcuri. Left flank, it goes to Potist. Here's a long three from the side of the floor by Alder. It misses everything. Rebound down to Rushi. Dribbling below the basket, Borchers. On the arc to Cordonier. Flings it left corner to a long jump shooter. It's Callie Gubo in off the bench, the 5'7 senior. It glanced off the iron. And we got a rebounding foul. Holding against Alder. Rushi will have it. Common personal. Or is the foul against Rushi?
It's a foul against... I think they might have called it jump. I don't know. I think they're communicating... I think they did call a foul. I don't know.
Confusion reigns. Alder wanted to take the ball out. No dice. Rushi possession. It is Gubo. Baseline right of the rim. Lobbing down low to the cutter. Ball tipped away. Gubo got it back after she stepped in. Fed it to Cordonier. 10-2, Rushi. 2 minutes left, opening quarter. Long three, deep one, right corner, Gubo. Little heavy. Weak side rebound. Down to the Alter Knights. Dribbling up the floor hastily is Arcuri. Into Shepherd. Oh, she powers to the rim. Overshot it. Point blank range, missed it. Here is Rushi on the attack. High dribble, 3-on-2 break. Finished near the rim of Borchers. No good, short. Bothered by Shepherd. Rebound down to Alter. Minute 28 to go, first quarter, 10-2 Raiders. Long three, Alter Knights. Yes, from downtown. Woo! That was out on East David Drive. Sarah Brand from the corner. Out at the intersection here near Alder High School. Man, that was long distance. She fell down after she shot it. Here's Cordonier attacking for Rushi, and she matches. Triple by Cordonier.
She had 6 of them against Houston, Jack. Woo. And Coach Bayshore said she should have shot more after that game.
13-5. Rushi leads by 8. Here is Alter with 48 seconds to go in the first. Lobbing inside to Shepherd. She goes to work, muscles up for 2, and she's got it. If she gets it that deep,
yeah,
you're not going to be able to stop her.
She's the strongest girl Rushi's seen this year. They've seen height like Addison Bales, but I don't think they've seen a player that's as strong as Deshae Shepherd.
Nope. No question about it. Rushi handling. 26 seconds to go, first quarter. 13-7 Raiders. Cordonier's doubled. Gives it up on the play to Francis. Rotated near side. Here is a jump shot by Hazel. It clanged off the iron. Scrap for the rebound with 13 ticks on the clock. What's been called?
I think they called a, let's see if he's going, I think he called a jump because they ain't going to say anything to the scores table there.
Arrow, basketball. Arrow favors Alter. Knights will bring it down. 13 ticks on the clock. Lead is 6. Raiders, after the Cordonier make, were up 13-5.
Well, now Rushi's taking it out, so I don't know. Did they call late foul on Alter? Maybe no. I think the arrow favored Rushi.
Cordonier inbounds. Francis, top of the circle. Deep left corner, Cordonier for 3. Short, rebound Alter. 5 seconds left. Dribbling up the floor in a hurry. It is Arcuri. Outside the lane on the left, a running left-handed shot. Hits the backboard, the rim, and caroms away. And Alter's denied on its last possession of the first 8 minutes. Rushi leads by 6. Good opening quarter for Rushi on the road. Raiders 13, Alter Knights 7 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at BurkePetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, Petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Well, here we go to start quarter number 2. Alter possession. Controversial call. Powering down inside. Low on the right was Shepherd for Alter. And either a travel or a foul was called.
They called an offensive foul against Shepherd, and I don't think that was. She's just stronger down there. She's going against Cora Dosek, and I don't think there should be an offensive foul for being stronger than who you're going against.
At break Rushi. Raiders have possession. Double team at the foul line. Raiders get the ball outside the lane in the right, and being hampered is the Rushi shooter, Celeste Borchers. It looked like she was bumped. Knocked off her spot on the floor. Shot almost went in. She was called for a walk. Maybe a questionable call either way to start the second quarter. One against Alder, one against Rushi. Alder beats pressure at midcourt. Ball lobbed ahead to Samantha Pottis. There's a three-point shot, a deep one. 28-footer almost out of bounds is Allison Link. Way, way off the mark. Out of bounds to Rushi.
Rushi's got to watch it. Sometimes they're leaving girls open, and they're lucky Alter hasn't hit some shots.
Up to Shea Shepherd, not on the floor at the moment for Alter. Rushi's got to take advantage. 7:16 left, period number 2. 13-7 our score. Rushi leads on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Cordonier midcourt. Cordonier sends it down the left side to Ruby Francis, who's checked in. 5'8", freshman guard. Top of the circle, York. York hangs on. Here comes the double team, and it's thrown away. Intercepted by Overman. Long lead out to a teammate who is hit hard as she starts in from the left flank. Guarding to the basket on the play was Allison Link, and she was cracked as she delivered the shot. 2 free throws here for Alter. A chance for the Knights to trim the Rushi advantage to 4. It's been as many as 8. Free throw is good. 13-8 in favor of Rushi. Alter came from behind to win the JV game by two, as Rushi was held scoreless in the third quarter. Second foul shot danced off the iron. Rebound Rushi. Here come the Raiders down the floor in a hurry. Top of the circle, Cordonier. Now Ruby Francis, left wing. Straight away, it goes to Torcher. Shot fake. She puts it on the deck. Awkward maneuver in the lane around a couple defenders and got it to go. Woo!
Yeah, it was a great shot. And she knew she passed up the wide open three. She's not much of a three-point shooter, but she can attack downhill, Jack.
15-8, Rushi by 7. 6:15 to go in the second quarter. Dribble drive down the lane, Alter. Oh, that young lady can make that shot, Arcuri. She was off balance, but hit the flange. Rebound down to Rushi. Shot fake, Cordonier. Pull up Jay from 15. Hit the back iron. Rebound, Alter. 15-8 Raiders. 5:56 to go here in the second. Allison Link, head of the circle, and Rushi hedging a little too aggressively. Foul called against the Raiders. 1, 2, 3 substitutions here for Alter. Shepherd is back on the floor in the post. And you can bet Alter will go to her right away. Inbounding is Link in front of the Rushi cheering section, far side of the court. Ball delivered backcourt on the play to Grace Ireton. High left. Ireton gets it back. Goes to Shepherd. Spin move 10 feet away. Goes left, goes right. Tries to bank it. Shots off to the left. Rebounding foul against Rushi. I didn't see that one. Head coach Michael Bayshore not pleased, apparently. Shepherd bumped.
Yeah, she got bumped after the shot on the box out, so it's after the play. Rushi would have got the rebound.
Well after the shot. Thought that contact should have been permitted. It's part of the game.
Yeah, Rushi, Alter's going to throw it away, but Rushi's, I think, trying to figure out how they want to match up Shepherd here because she's so strong. She's only hit one shot on the inside, but the Rushi's trying not to let her take over the game.
Well, Shepherd, high left, flipped the ball to Brand on the left wing and tossed it out of bounds. Rushi brings it down with a 7-point lead. 5:23 to go in the second quarter. Cordonier's double teamed. He's got to find the open player. It's lobbed down inside to Borchers. It's missed on the play. Borchers got it back, and she's clobbered. Good effort on the interior by Borchers of Rushi. You miss it once, go after it. Persistent on the glass. Couple of free throws for her. Trying to extend the lead to 8 and then 9. And she missed it hard. 5:14 to go here in the second quarter. 15-8 in favor of Rushi.
One thing Alter does really well, too, is they hedge ball screens harder than probably any team Rushi's faced so far as well. So they're going to expect a lot more pressure, especially on their guards.
Second free throw also too hard. Celeste knew it was strong, and she followed and got the rebound back. How about that? Rushi zipped for two at the stripe on that trip. Ahead by 7. 3 minutes played here in the second quarter. There's the double team. Alter hedging. Rushi player falls down, gets up, hangs on. One of these crazy-like possessions. Frantic defense by Alder. Rushi trying to take care of the ball. Cordonier's got an avenue to the lane, and she drives and scores. Beautiful play, Cordonier, from the left side of the court. And she found daylight, took advantage. Biggest lead for Rushi, 9, 17-8, 4:31 to go, second quarter.
Definitely a broken play there. Cordonier made something out of it.
Arcuri straight on to the three-point gunner. A long launch is good by Sarah Brand. 24-footer by Brand, well out beyond the top of the circle. Coming off an injury, as she is a fan favorite here at Alter. 17-11. Rushi with 6. 4 minutes to go, second quarter. Cordonier gets a screen. Here comes the double team. They try to take it from Ariana, and a jump is ruled. Rushi will keep it. Alder's defense has really tightened down the screws here in the second quarter. Inbounding right below us, Ruby Francis of Rushi. We are on the stage behind the altar bench, just off the center line. Real good view up off the floor, 5 or 6 feet. Here is Cordonia, hemmed in. Other side of the floor. Double team, knotted her up. Somehow, some way, Rushi got a timeout to preserve the possession. 3:47 to go, second quarter. 6-point lead, Rushi, 17-11 on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Continue with quarter number two. Rushi basketball leading by six. 3:35 to go till halftime. Dribbling hard down the lane for the Rushi Raiders. Driving to the cup is Borchers. It's on the backboard rim. Oh, it comes off. Tough break. Rebound to Alder. Three on two. Ball coughed up in the lane. Thrown on the arc to the three-point shooter. A long one is off the back iron as Brand missed it. Loose ball rebound to Arcuri. She sprints right down the middle and drops it through. Izzy Arcuri for Alter. 17-13, Knights within four. 3 minutes to go, first half. Cordonier 25 feet away. Ball thrown into the corner to Borchers. Borchers on the bounce. Cammy Schaefer on the floor now, 6 foot sophomore. Cordonier to Cammy, deep in the right corner. Nearly a tie-up. That looked like a reach-in foul by Alder on the arm. Not called. Stolen. Here comes Alder down the floor. Dribble drive. Arcuri too hard. Rebounding foul called against Alder. Rushi got a break there. Rushi lost the ball at one end. Alder missed a challenged layup at the other. And then a foul on Alder. Rushi ball up four, 2:35 to go, quarter number two.
I mean, if you're Rushi too, you really need to kind of slow things down here. But if you can, Alter's coming with a lot more pressure out on the guards here, and Rushi's kind of been struggling to handle it this second quarter.
Alder trying to create chaos on the perimeter. That's all there is to it. Dribbling in from the right wing is Borchers. Borchers lost it. Good scoop on the play, but Dosik, who recovered it. Now to Cordonier, who tries to settle things down. Oh, she's been doubled. Oh, there's a walk against Rushi, overlooked. Ball pitched to Borchers, left flank Cordonier. She's on the arc. Between the rings, it's Celeste. Near side on the play to Hazel Francis, 6 foot junior. Retreats to midcourt, sets up the play. Hazel twisting, turning down to the lane. Dropped the ball, threw to Cordonier on the arc. Strong on the shot. Weak side rebound, touched, I think, by Rushi. Out of bounds to Alter. 17-13. The lead is four for Rushi. It's been as much as 13-5. A minute 51 left here in the second quarter. Yeah, Alder has really turned up the defensive pressure.
Yeah.
A couple or three notches. Not allowing Rushi to be comfortable at the offensive end.
Anytime Rushi sets a screen, Alter is trapping that hard. They're not letting any Rushi players get open looks like they did in the first quarter.
With the basketball, 25 feet out, Arcuri. Down the right side to Brand. Coming out to catch Shepard. Here's a screen. A two-person screen on the play for Brand. And her long shot is jettisoned off the back rim. Big rebound left corner by Rushi. Here come the Raiders. It is York down the floor to the three-point shooter in the left corner. And it's buried on the play. A long-distance jump shot by Gubo. Woo, that's big.
Big shot, especially with Ariana Cordonier on the bench. Raiders don't have their floor general in right now, getting a little bit of a breather in this fast-paced game.
York with a good delivery, outstanding assist. Gubo drained the triple. 20-13. Rushi in the lead by 7. 56 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Alders Brand in the lane, nearly double dribbled, fed it to a teammate who pumped a 16-footer. It is strong, no good. Arched up there by Overman. Rebound out of bounds in the corner. Rushi possession up 7. Final 48 ticks of the second quarter.
Shepherd called there for another foul. And they really try to run a lot of things through her when she's on the floor. She only is on in spurts, so she really doesn't stay on for a long, maybe 5 or 6 minutes.
And she's got 2 personals. Is that right,
yeah,
Brandon?
Yeah, correct.
That's big. Here's an overplay on the arc by Aldrin, a steal. Dribbling down the floor, hustling to the rim is Overman. Late dish to our Curry, who is trailing, and she's got the deuce. Mistake by Rushi in the half court. Enabled Alder to get the run out 2-pointer. 20-15. Rushi up 5. 20 seconds to go first half. Gubo gets a double screen left wing. Swish again. Callie Gubo on the money. 12 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Alders, Overman's got it 30 feet out. 6 seconds remaining. Near side pass to her Curry. She jumps and shoots a bomb. Missed it. Weak side rebound yanked down by York. And that's how the first half finishes. As Rushi inched the lead back out to 8. Matching the biggest of the game, I think. 23-15. Raiders up 8 over Alter in a spirited first half. Rushi with a fine initial 2 quarters against Division IV Alter here on the road at the Knights Gym, built way back in 1962. New floor was installed this past summer. Good contingent of fans from Rushi, blue and gold across the way to our left. Brown and gold from Alter to our right. Raiders lead by 8 at the halftime. 23-15, our halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Bodkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a resident residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Bodkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Bodkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers,
steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Bakken's.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnippel Construction in Bakken's, building excellence.
Welcome back to Alter High School. Jack Kramer, Brandon Coberman. We are at intermission halftime. 23-15, Rushi in the lead over the Alter Knights. Raiders, with a good start to this game, have led throughout the opening two quarters. If you hear a little buzz along the way, that's the electronics in the scorer's table down below, into which we are tied electronically. We will unplug our computer, go back to battery, and eliminate that buzz for you here at the end of halftime. Hey, the Sydney Frisches has never left you. Frisch is still going strong in Sydney. Michigan Avenue, just west of I-75. At Frisch's in Sydney, we are as popular as ever before. Enjoy those fabulous Frisch's favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. The iconic Big Boy, the original fish sandwich, crispy onion rings, hot delicious chili and vegetable soup, and the outstanding hot fudge cake. Pumpkin pie through Christmas at Frisch's in Sydney. Don't forget the Frisch's breakfast bar. Open 7 a.m. to 1 on weekends, 7 to 11 weekdays. Frisch's in Sydney, open till 10 every night. More popular than ever is Frisch's new dinner menu. I've tried it. It's outstanding. Spaghetti, whitefish, meatloaf, the chicken pot pie is outstanding. It's phenomenal. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Come and give it a try. Frisch's has never left Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Still in Sydney, going strong with those fabulous Frisch's favorites. 8-point lead, Rushi at the break. How the Raiders get it done, Brandon?
You take a look overall scoring-wise. Rushi's led right now by Ariana Cardon here with 8 points at the half. Callie Gubba's hit a pair of threes. Hazel Francis has got 6 points right now. Celeste Warcher's hit a three in the first half. Man, they've only had six turnovers. They're winning the rebounding battle right now at 12-9. And really, I mean, hitting threes, I think, is their big thing. Well, we talked about how the shooting percentage maybe isn't the greatest for girls basketball. Not the worst. But still, we're in the middle of the pack. But they've hit a couple big threes. Callie Gubba had a pair of them right before the half that closed out really what seemed kind of more of an Alter-controlled second quarter. And Rushi actually outscored them 10-8 in that quarter. So that was huge for Rushi, and they got an 8-point lead. Overall, taking a look for Alter, it's Deshae Shepherd's got two, Izzyar Curry's with four, one for Allison Link, two for Molly Miller, and six for Sarah Brand. She's at a pair of triples. So I expect the speed of this game to still be fast, but it's been a great contest, and it's fast-paced, good girls high school basketball game, Jack.
It is halftime at Alter. Rushi Raiders 23, Alter Knights 15. We return with more. Third quarter, about 4 minutes away, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students
students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Zygabush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run, yes, he catches, touchdown. Kleiman with a beautiful route, he turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
Oh, we start the third quarter here on ScoresBroadcast.com, and the Alder Knights with a perfection tight play to open the second half. Well done. Little pick and roll to Shea Shepherd on the finish. A point blanker from 3 feet out. Good assist by Overman. And then Rushi counters. Here's a shot low on the left by Borchers. It skips on the iron, comes off. Rebound poked out of bounds on the play by Alter. Rushi up the 6, 23-17. Led 23-15 at the halftime break. And we start play here in the third. Raiders inbounding below the rim. It is York flipping it 25 feet away to Celeste Borchers. On top, it's Dosick handling. Dosick gives it up to York. York, top of the circle, foul line. Oh, she's got a crease. Down the lane, shot hit the underneath side of the rim. Tough break. She got a rebound, though. Then threw it to Borchers, who walked. Minute played here in the third. Alder scored a bucket. Not a point yet for Rushi. The 8-point halftime lead for the Raiders is 6. You know Alter's got a couple 3 runs in this club. Coached by the legend, 32 years here at Alder, Christina Hart. 5 state championships, 9 or 10 trips to the Final Four. Went to the state final last year, an overachieving club. Here is Alter working the ball around. Well done. Peeling off a screen low in the right for the Alder Knights was Alina Overman. She shook free. Our Curry dealt her a great pass, and it's 23-19.
Where she's losing track of some defensive assignments there and giving some Alters some wide-open looks here.
Francis 25 feet away. Shepherd comes out to greet her. Hand off to Borchers. Twisting, turning in the lane. A lot of traffic. Several white jerseys. Awkward shot. No good. Rebound Alder. Coming down the floor for the Knights on the arc. It's Pottis. Pottis straight away to Overman. Curling off a screen are Curry. Trying to drive on Cordonier. And reaching in to make the steal on the play is Rushi. Nicely done by the Raiders. Quickly down the floor, Borchers. Borchers into the paint area. Her soft shot's on the rim, and it bounces through. Big bucket for the Raiders to go up six. 25-19, 5:42 left, third quarter. Shepherd outside the arc, high right. Guarded on the play, but Dosik, errant pass. Intended low on the right for the cutting Arcuri, and the ball missed the mark, out of bounds to the Raiders.
And Shepherd did everything right, a bounce pass, Arcuri just didn't catch it, and she had an easy bucket right there if she would have caught it.
2.5 minutes gone, second half, 6-point lead, Rushi. Straight away, Borchers goes left corner, Cordonier fumbling it, out of bounds.
Yep, and Rushi gave it right back. They tried to run a little flare screen for her to the corner. She had a couple triples in the first half, and we see it. We got a wave of subbing tonight, too. You're seeing both sides really go deep into their bench in this fast-paced game, Jack.
Gupo on the floor, along with Ruby Francis for Rushi, Cordonier out there. So is Borchers. Straight away with the basketball, Arcuri for Alder, which is down six. Nearly 3 minutes gone in the third. Oh, a great cut. Fine bounce pass.
Yeah.
Finish at the rim. Beautifully done. Link on the field goal for Alder, which is coming out and executing sets here in the third period. 4-point game, Rushi. Pick and roll. Double team Alder to steal. Long lead out down the floor. Driving layup blown by Ireton. And Rushi got the rebound. The player in backcourt for the Raiders is triple teamed. Swiped on the play by Alder, which missed the driving layup. Action is frenetic at the moment. Don't know how else to describe it. It is fast and furious. Alder's defense took it away from the Raiders there a couple times, but Alder couldn't convert. The lead for Rushi, still four. Back to the basket in the lane for Rushi is Hazel Francis. She is pinched from both sides and fouled.
Yeah, Rushi's got to move better without the ball. Alter's coming like they did begin the second quarter with a lot of traps. You got to cut, dive to the basket a little better if you're Rushi, and those layups will be there, just like Alter got to start out this third quarter.
Rushi inbounding left of the basket. It's Gubo. 4-point lead Raiders, 25-21. 4:22 to go here in the third. Ball lobbed to Cordonier out back. She gives it up on the play to Ruby Francis. Straight away, shot fake by Hazel. Here's a 3-point shot from the right wing by Ruby. Looked like she was clocked on the wrist.
Yeah.
The ball flew into the paint area. Scrum for it. What's been called? Foul Raiders.
Foul, yep.
Alter will bring it down, trailing before. 4:09 to go here in the third quarter. Alter desperately wants to make this game chaotic.
Yeah, they do, and they really were successful at that at the beginning of the second quarter. They kind of took a quarter to feel the Raiders out a little bit, and they burned them for 13 points, and ever since they've adjusted and really amped up the pressure.
The Shea Shepherds got the ball 30 feet out, right flank, skip pass, cross court to Overman. Overman gives it up to Potest. 20 feet out, straight on, Sarah Brand. Alder into its offensive set. Here's Potest, top of the circle, high dribble. Hand off to Arcuri. Lobbed at it to Shepherd. Shepherd motors strong to the ring. Oh, had an easy two-pointer. Couldn't get it up there. Left it short. Break for Rushi. Down four. 3:20, or I should say Rushi's up four. 3:26 to go in the third. Sloppy pass by York, deflected though by Alter, right back to the Rushi player. Ruby Francis missed the 10-footer. Rebound Alder. 3-on-2. Driving hard for the Knights to the rim is Arcuri. No, but a foul on Rushi.
Yeah, Alter starting to push the ball up more in transition as well. Really haven't had as much success maybe in their offensive sets as they like. So they're really having more success running the ball up the floor.
A chance here for Alter to trim the deficit to two. Arcuri at the free throw line with 3:13 left in the third. Rushi up four, now it's three. 25-22, Alder got it to two. Early stage of this quarter. Rushi pushed it back out, now it's back down to three. Alders are Curry with a second shot. Perfect. Rushi 25, Alder 23. Well, the Alders stepped up defense has made a difference.
Yep.
Raiders are in a grind to the finish tonight. York in backcourt, three-quarter court pressure. Faith down the right side. Spins into the corner. Throws foul line. Deep left corner, Rushi chucks up a long three ball. Gubo's shot hit the heel, kicked in the air. Alter grabs an arm on the rebound.
Is it Alter? And they called it against Faith York. I thought they called it against Rushi on the rebound there.
Tough break for the Raiders. Alter possession. A chance to tie or take the lead. Under three to go in the third quarter. Dribbling up and over the timeline. It's our Curry. Throws it left flank to Ireton. Outside the arc on the right, it's Pottis. Straight away, three-point shooter. Ireton, no good, off the flange. And Rushi dropped the rebound off a blue shirt's foot. Throwing in Alter, baseline left of the rim. Back in for the inbounds play is Big Deshae Shepherd, 6'1 senior for Alter. It is Pottis to trigger, playmaker, baseline left. To Shepherd in the corner. Behind the screen near side, it's our Curry. Deep right corner, Molly Miller to Shepherd. 15 feet away. Bounce pass into traffic in the lane. Rushi takes it away. That was ill-advised. York swiped it up the floor. Big high dribble right corner. Goes opposite into the other corner to Ruby Francis. Ruby checked by our Curry. Off the floor at the moment, Ariana Cordonier. Steal taken away by Alder. Here's a run out the other way by Link. Blocked from behind. Stellar defensive play by Hazel Francis. That kept Alder from getting an easy deuce.
Yeah, and Rushi's got 11 turnovers, and they typically do a pretty good job taking care of the ball, but Alder's done a really nice job in getting in those passing lanes here tonight.
2 minutes left here in the third. Alders are Curry. Gives it up left corner. Into the post. Player wide open. Shot up. Good. We're tied. Sarah Brand on the basket. Rushi 25. Alder 25. 10 of the last 12 points in this game have been scored by Alder. Rushi once led 23-15. Raiders counter. Loose player. Baseline right. Driving to the rim and scoring. Up and good on the play by the Raiders. Pumped in by Celeste Borchers. And then Shepherd tries a bad shot low on the right. Double team missed it. Rushi fast break layup. It is in again. Oh, that's a big fast break two-pointer. Borchers on the conclusion for Rushi, which tallies a couple field goals in the span of 10 seconds to go back up four. 29-25, 1:13 to go in the third. Here's a long three-pointer by Deshae Shepherd. She didn't hit the rim. It clipped the bottom of the net, went out of bounds, and Rushi will take it. That's a turnover.
And that's a huge, huge momentum swing. Hazel Francis, Celeste Borchers getting a pair of buckets there. Now Ariana Cardonier back in for Rushi. Got your main ball handler here.
Well, Rushi needs to close this third quarter strong with a field goal and hold Alder scoreless if possible. Cardonier down the left side. Gives it up on the play to Hazel Francis. Dribbling top of the circle. Tries to weave into the paint. Gives it up to Kylie Dosick. Back to the basket. Elbow right. Now Gubo on the arc. High left. 40 seconds to go. Third quarter. Rushi 29. Alder 25. Alder had tied it a moment ago. Then Rushi got a couple of quick field goals from Hazel Francis. Dribble drive hard into the lane. Borchers. She pitches to the left corner. Intercepted by Alter. 20 seconds to go in the period. Alter will play for one. Here's Sarah Brand with possession. Near the big A for Alter at midcourt. Open three-point shooter. Rushi jumps at her. Prevents the shot. Ball dealt to Overman. Throws into the right corner to a three-point gunner. It's Pottis. It's short, no good, and time expires. So Rushi had a botched possession. Alter did too, and the third quarter ended. Rushi up before. 29-25 over Alter on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Well, we're about set to start the fourth quarter here at Alter. 29-25. Rushi in the lead by four. Alter Knights inbounding, moving from left to right on your phone or computer screen as you use your imagination. With the ball out of the arc, it's Overman. She gave it up, threw it to a teammate, got it back. Overman split the middle of the floor right through a couple of Raiders. Shot wouldn't go, but she knew she was going to draw contact, and she's got a couple free throws. 12 seconds into the fourth with Rushi still leading by four. Alter got it tied late in the third at 25. The foul shot by Alter is good. Overman sinks it. 29-26, Rushi up three. Last year at Rushi, Alter won a cliffhanger, 40-37. In and out on the free throw. Good rebound by the Rushi Raiders. Well done. Box out on the inside by Francis. Here's Cordonier, double teamed at midcourt, almost over and back, and throws it away.
And every time Rushi screens, Alter automatically just comes in doubles. So Rushi's got to know that before they turn that ball over there, because Ariana Cardonier was just running around with two people chasing her there, and hopefully Rushi can maybe get some easy buckets out of that.
And Alter, as we've alluded two or three times, is trying to create chaos when Rushi's got the basketball. And Alder has done a pretty good job of just that, but Alder still trails by three. Rushi in the lead, 29-26, 7:24 left to go in this game. Grace Ayrton with the ball, foul line extended right, cross court to Arcuri. Straight away, three-point shooter, Allison Lake is open, and she ties up the game. A trifecta by Link, and it's 29 apiece. Ruby Francis down the left side for Rushi. Head coach Michael Bayshore barking out, keep moving, keep moving. Dribble drive, right corner, Rushi player gets hemmed in below the basket and stepped out of bounds.
14 turnovers now. They're just piling up right now, which is pretty atypical of Rushi.
Tough break there for Hazel Francis. Just ran out of real estate and put a foot on the stripe. It was detected. Alder now with a chance to take the lead. Alder Knights deep in the right corner. Game tied at 29. 6.5 to go in the fourth. Link straight on. Weaves it to Shepherd. Near midcourt. High left to Arcuri. Arcuri bouncing. Now goes to Ayrton. Oh, they go high low for Shepherd, and it's overthrown. York gobbles it up. York on the intercept. Rushi a chance to go back out on top. York at the foul line. Loops it right corner to a teammate who makes a drive and scores. Was that Francis?
It was. Ooh. She's just so athletic attacking downhill. It's fun to watch her play. She's developed into a very good player. She's got 10 points now.
Quick timeout. Rushi field goal by Francis. Raiders up two, 31-29. Splendid drive by her. 2 minutes gone here in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one. He earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are especially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Well, Alter has just run a great play for Allison Link. She made a nifty drive, beautifully done, scoring 2 for Alter to retie the game at 31. Rushi now countering down to our left. Raiders have the basketball low on the left. Powerful shot. Oh, a spin move. What strength. Wow. Nicely done on the play by Borchers. She got it to fall. It circled the ring twice. And now Rushi went to sleep on defense. Bottas drove to the basket. Had a gimme from 3 feet. Was fouled. It wasn't called. Alder fans up in arms. Here's a driving shot of Leaner on the run by York from the left flank. It skipped off the ring. Tie up on the rebound. Rushi will benefit from the arrow baseline left. Well, Alder missed a big chance to tie it.
Yeah.
Thought the Alder player was clearly fouled.
I don't know. I had the baseline look. I thought Dosek got a piece of it pretty good. I don't know if maybe she got her up going up, but I didn't see anything on the backside of it.
Based on what the Knights fans indicated, it was an obvious foul. Wasn't called. Break for Rushi, which took advantage. And the Raiders, with a 2-point lead, have the ball outside the arc on the left. York is knotted up, and that arrow alternating gives it to Alter. 4:29 to go in the game. Correct me if I'm wrong, Brandon. Alter's never led.
They have not. No, they haven't.
Gotten it tied.
Well, they did lead at 2-0. I take that back.
You're right.
They did lead at 2-0.
It's been tied here most recently at 31. Rushi now leads by 2, 33-31, 4:20 to go, fourth quarter. Straight away with the ball and shooting a long, high-arching three is Sarah Brand. It's off to the left. It banged off the iron. Rushi got a fingertip on the rebound attempt. Out of bounds to Alter. Pitching inbounds at 10 feet up from the baseline at side court is Podest. Bounces into Ireton. Team fouls, one on Rushi in this quarter, none on Alter. 4 minutes to go in the game, 33-31 Rushi. 25 feet away on the right, it's Ireton. Cordonier prevents her from driving. Coming out to catch, Molly Miller lobs to Deshea Shepherd, and she dropped the ball. Rushi retrieves. Big turnover. Raiders try to capitalize. York veers down the floor in the left corner. Gives it up to the three-point shooter. A long one banged off the rim. No good. Shot missed by Borchers. Rebound Raiders below the basket. And they throw it out of bounds far side of the court. Tough break. Alter's frenetic defense here in the second half has created a little uneasiness for the Rushi Raiders. Both teams making some mistakes. Each team's defense solid in this game. Only 64 points scored between the two. 3.5 left in the contest. There's a pass to the post by Alder, and it's stolen. Dosek and York combined for the steal. Ball punched out of bounds at the center line by Alter. Rushi will throw in On the floor, Ruby Francis, along with Hazel, Celeste Borchers, Ariana Cordonier back on the hardwood. Dosek leaves.
Each team's going smaller. DeShea Shepherd went out.
Looking to throw in is Ruby Francis. Gets it to Faith York in backcourt. Left-hand dribble. Being checked by our Curry. Faith gives up her dribble. Goes foul line on the play to Hazel Francis. Ball dealt into the post. There's a log jam and a loose ball coughed up. Alter's got it. Foul, Rucci.
You have great defensive play there by Alter, but a great play also on that last defensive play there by Kylie Dosek of Rucci, denying DeShea Shepherd from getting that ball. And she's doing pretty good for giving up about 3 or 4 inches on DeShea Shepherd.
Well, don't look now, but our scoreboard reads 3:05 to go. It is extremely late. Far right wing, Ireton for Alder. 2-point lead, Rushi. Knights on the arc. Still bouncing the ball, passing back and forth. Overman. Near side, it comes to our Curry. Our Curry fakes left, wants to drive, can't do it, gives it to Link. Link's got a lane, flipped it up with the left hand, and attracted a two-shot foul.
Yeah, just did a nice job on that little dribble weave, and when they find that dribble weave and they get a crease, they just go ahead and take it right there.
Allison Link has come on strong here in the second half for the Alder Knights. She has played well. Her free throw is good. Allison Link drops it in. She's got 9 overall this evening, and it's 33-32. Alder creeps within 1 with 2:39 to go in the fourth. Second big free throw by Link for the tie. It is in, right on the money. Rushi 33, Alder 33.
You see now Alter try to apply a full court press now.
Rushi had what, 23 at the halftime?
Correct. Brandon? Correct.
10-point second half for Rushi. That symbolizes how Alder has picked it up defensively. Here's Faith York dribbling 50 feet down the floor in traffic. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound down to Alder. Faith took it to the ring. No chance to make it. Here's Alder countering, running, shooting in the lane. Sarah Brand, she couldn't get it to go. It hung on the rim and fell off. And then Rushi got the rebound. And Ruby Francis is well guarded in backcourt, tries to somehow step out of trouble,
yeah,
and travels with the ball.
Yeah, and this freshman, she's playing in her most tense moments right now.
2 minutes, 15 seconds to go here in the fourth. Inbounding is Alter below the rim. It's thrown on the arc to Overman. They go high-low for Shepherd, who catches below the backboard. She missed the shot, but she's crammed on the arm.
Yep, Borchers there on that foul. And I think Ariana Cardonier is playing with a little bit of foul trouble, too, because she's been in and out of the lineup for Rushi.
Well, Shepherd is at the line for 2 for Alter. Chance to put Alter on top. And she hits. Alder 34, Rushi 33. First lead for Alder since the first basket of this game. Changes for Rushi. We've got Cordonier on the floor with Ruby Francis. Also out there is Hazel. Kylie Dosek is in. Second free throw, Shepherd for a 2-point lead. She swished them both.
Yep, they've shot free throws really well tonight as Alter, despite nice, only having 35 points.
Well done by Alder Shepherd. She cashed in at the stripe. Now Rushi's got to come down and score. 2:07 left in the fourth quarter. Backcourt, Cordonier. Pressure being applied by Allison Link. Cordonier dribbles up. Angles, midfloor. Throws it near side, near steal. Rushi got it back. Scattered floor, dribbling, powering to the rim from the left leg, and scoring is Hazel Francis.
Nice take.
1:46 to go in the game. Rushi took advantage. Everybody was out of position. And the Raiders tied it up with 1:37 to go. And what's been called?
I think you got an illegal screen right there on Samantha Pottis right there. Yep. And that's a huge break for Rushi right there.
Change of possession. Raiders get it back. away from the ball. Pottest wasn't stationary. A minute 36 to go. We're tied at 35. Team fouls. Keep this in mind. Four on Rushi. And Alter shoots two from here on.
And Alter's shot free throw is really good, too. Jack Rushi needs a bucket here big.
Outside the arc, high left is Hazel Francis. Sprints down the right side of the lane. Shot blocked. Saved inbounds by Alter. Fumbled by Alter. Off the foot of a white shirt. Good call. Yep. Out of bounds to Rushi below the basket. Hazel Francis had been out of control on that last play. And didn't get fouled somehow.
It was good straight-up defense there by Alter. I'll give him that.
Baseline left. It is Ruby Francis triggering. Lobbing into Borchers on the arc to Cordania. Thought about the three. Didn't take it. A minute 12 to go. Rushi and Alter in a 35-all tie. And head coach Michael Bayshore gets a timeout. 68 seconds to go. 35-35 deadlock on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GeyersInc.com.
Yep, here we go. Final 68 ticks on the clock. Rushi 35, Alter 35. Far side of the floor, Rushi will inbounds. Congestion near midcourt. Eight players clustered. Rushi throws it in. Alter gets a finger on it. Out of bounds, Rushi will try once more.
And a nice play by our Curry there, getting a hand in there. And Rushi's got to space out a little better on these sideline out-of-bounds plays.
1 second went off the clock. 67 seconds to go in the game. Tied at 35. Ball lobbed in on the play by Rushi. It's handled by a Raider. It's Borchers. Alder somehow gets a mitt on the ball long enough to force a look at the arrow. And Rushi gets a reprieve, still Raiders possession.
He just got to try to get the ball to Ariana Cardania in some way here, Rushi.
104 to go. Ball lobbed in. Ooh, the Rushi player's decked.
Yeah, Borchers caught it there on the elbow. They're trying to run something for her to get isolated to the basket.
Well, it's only number two in Alder, not a shooting situation. Now number two in Alder. Rushi's committed four, so Alder shoots when Rushi fouls. A minute three to go in the game. Alder is defending. Rushi below the basket, inbounds. Baseline right. Back to the basket. Borchers to Francis. Back to Borchers, 25 feet away. Back to Francis in the right corner. Little tap dance on the right baseline. Ball lobbed out on the arc. Handled there by Ruby Francis. Now Cordania, who's picked up by Shepard. Between the rings, it's Borchers. Bounce pass right corner, Francis, shot fake. Down to 35 seconds to go. Elbow in the right, it's Dosik. Now to Cordania, who resets. Clock winding down, game tied. 35-35. Rushi possession, 23 seconds remaining. Deep in the left corner, it is Borchers. Ball high overhead, hand off to Francis. Over Shepard, driving shot short. Rebound Shepard, Alter. 12 seconds to go. Time out, Knights.
It was a good look by Francis. She's hit a couple of them tonight, but she just missed that one, Jack.
11.5 to go. Alder 35, Rushi 35. Last year, on a shot with under 15 seconds to go, Alder beat Rushi at the Raiders gym, 40-37. Alder with a chance late in the game here to top Rushi a couple years in succession in the final seconds. Keep in mind, if Rushi fouls, Alter shoots. Four fouls on the Raiders.
Yeah, you got to play smart defense here. There's a lot of options. I mean, if Shepard's in there, she could get the ball low, and in anything there, you could get a matchup to her. He could run something on the wing and then pass something to her on the inside.
Hey, we produce over 50 million polybags of hardware per year. While maintaining strict quality and accuracy standards, we are production support in Rushi. We provide customized kitting and poly packaging of your products. We offer assembly and warehousing. Production support always looking to expand its team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check the website productionsupportinc.com. That's productionsupportinc.com. We promote Scores broadcast in the many schools and athletic programs in the region that it follows with online coverage. Production support in Rushi, 30 years dependable service. At Production Support, your job is in the bag. Here is Alter at midcourt with 9 seconds to go. Dribbling down the right side are Curry. She meets her distance, and as she's falling down after being bumped, she makes a horse shot off the backboard, a 15-footer. Don't know if you would even try that on your driveway basket.
No.
Whew, amazing shot, fouled. She took the blow. It went in. Timeout, Rushi down by 2, 37-35. Alter Knights have taken the lead. What a shot by Arcuri, who had a real good game against Rushi last year at the Raiders gym, and she was fouled in the act of shooting. An amazing shot. She threw it up there. It was offline. It was crooked, and it kissed in off the backboard.
Yeah, and I don't know how you planned it up much better than that. She just threw it up off the board and hoped it went in, and lucky for her, it did.
Yeah, she was trying to draw a foul, and she knew she was going to do that. And she just heaved it toward the basket, and she caught glass and net.
Yeah.
37-35, Alter by 2. The free throw coming. Rushi will have 5 seconds to get the score tied or take the lead with a 3 at the buzzer should the free throw be missed. Hey, we are now your new community go-to store, Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie. We've gone local. We found out from you, the customer, what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. We've got Weaver Brothers eggs and cheeses, Mahaffey pies, Winter's meats, Hunt Brothers pizza. Sample the hot daily lunches in the Market Deli sub shop at Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. And you'll love the new smoothie machine, too. And Schaefer Market's drive-through is now at the other end of town. At formerly the North Loramie drive-thru, it's now the Schaefer drive-thru.
I think you're going to see Alter use their fouls here. They've got 3 of them to use with 5 seconds.
Well, our Curry just dropped in the free throw to lift Alter to their biggest lead of the game, 38-35. Rushi inbounds in backcourt, and right away an Alter defender, Sarah Brand, puts the clamps on a Raider. The clock went from 5.0 to 4.3. And Alder's got one more foul to give. Another timeout ensues. It's Alder by 3, 38-35, 4.3 to go. Raiders will have the ball in backcourt. Don't forget now, Schaefer drive-thru, north end of Fort Loramie. Formerly North Loramie drive-thru. Convenient grab-and-go options at the Schaefer drive-thru. Grab a Schaefer Market cold sub if you'd like. And don't forget, stop by today, see all the new items at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. Schaefer RV Storage, also new, right behind Schaefer Market. The bays are 14 by 54 feet each. Email Holly Schaefer at holly@schaeferoil.com. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R. Find out more about Schaefer RV Storage. Rushi to inbound again. It's sent up the floor to a Raider, Ruby Schaefer. Or I should say,
Ruby Francis,
after the Schaefer Market commercial. She had a pretty good look, a running one-hander from about 17 feet. It hit the side of the rim, clanked away, buzzer sounded. Alder couldn't get a foul. They tried to foul, couldn't get one. They were in the chase of Ruby Francis, who got up a running shot, which was no good as the buzzer sounded. And Alter survives. The D4 Alter Knights beat the Rushi Raiders by a score of 38-35. Did it last year by three at the Rushi Gym, 40-37. They repeat it here tonight. 3-point victory by Alter over Rushi, 40-37. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Laramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. Beautiful hair with beautiful care. We'll style, you'll smile. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Laramie. Owner Deb Gubo, stylists Renee Mesher and Turner, Kathy Wilson, Chris Siegel. Open Monday through Saturday. Yep, 40-year styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. Up the shot by Ruby Francis goes awry. Alter was in chase mode. Alter wanted to foul. Couldn't catch up with the Raider to get a foul committed. Alter had one to give. Alter had committed foul number three seconds before. Ruby Francis got off a pretty good shot, as good a shot as she would have liked. The key there, Brandon, was that indeed behind the three-point line. Did she leave her feet from 20 feet away?
I really think she just kind of didn't think how much time there was on the clock and was trying to avoid being fouled and get the best look possible.
Yeah, I don't know if it was a long deuce or a three just beyond the arc. It was close.
I think it was just beyond the arc, but she only had one foot on the ground when she shot it. And, you know, first in that situation, she's been playing. She played most of that JV contest earlier, so she's really got to, you know, really making some adjustments here and playing in a tight varsity contest, too.
And Alter prevails by 3 points, 38-35. Heck of a game here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. We'll return to wrap it up in just a few minutes. Alter 38, Rushi 35.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Well, a very late in the game horse shot by Izzy R. Curry for Alter, banked in. It was a runner. She was just trying to draw a foul.
Yeah.
Alter knew that it had two shots coming. Rushi was over the limit in the fourth quarter. She was simply just trying to draw a foul. Not only did she draw the foul, as she banked it in on the run from 14 feet away or so, angling in from the right flank, converted the free throw. Alder had one, had two fouls to give, used one. Rushi did get a shot from Ruby Francis. It might have been inches behind the arc as the buzzer sounded. Alder had gone up three on the three-point play by our Curry, who made the two-point basket and the ensuing free throw. A shot for Francis missed, and that was it. Boy, oh boy, did Alder ever make it frantic for Rushi offensively. Second half, Raiders limited to 12 points in the final two quarters, Brandon.
Yeah, only six apiece in the third and in the third and fourth quarters. So Rushi really come out striking with 13 points, had a very good first quarter, but Coach Hart made some good adjustments. And Raiders only had four girls in the scoring column tonight. So, I mean, they all had at least 6 points. Kelly had six, Ariana Cardonier had eight. Cardonier and Gubas, though, were all in the first half. So nobody besides Francis and Borchers scored in the second half. So that was a part of a problem for Rushi. Nobody else was able to score the basketball for Rushi outside of Francis and Borchers in that second half.
Raiders got some shots fairly free and easy through the first quarter and a half to two quarters of this game, and led by 8, 23, 15 at the half, and then a suffocating high-pressure defense from Alder turned the tide, and Alder had just enough seconds left in this game to get the lead. It got the first basket of the game, got a short-lived lead very late in the fourth quarter, and then finished it off with a three-point play like it did last year. Last season at Rushi was a three-point shot behind the arc that won it. This year, a three-point play the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, and again, Alder did a really good job in amping up that pressure, especially getting turnovers on the perimeter and everything. Rushi had 17 turnovers tonight, a little higher than what they're used to. But, man, Rushi, I mean, the last two games they played against Houston and Bremen, they had seen some junk zones, and this is a different paced game. But overall, this is a loss. You don't want to say it's a moral victory by any means, but it's something that's definitely going to help you come February, and hopefully if you're Rushi, March, because that's a good team you play. They're 3-3, but, man, they're a young 4-3. I mean, you know they're going to come back to Rushi next year, play again. It'll be a great matchup, a lot return from each team next year. So a great game overall and something to build towards because Rushi's got three big games, a big non-league game against Minster and Bakken's and Fort Laramie here coming up as well.
It is a loss. It's an L for Rushi, but it's another L. Learning situation. Rushi will benefit. This setback tonight doesn't hurt the Raiders one bit, that's for sure. We'll touch on our stars of the game brought to you by Sour Mugs in just a minute. A proud sponsor on Scores Broadcast, Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Laramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil offers these same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. The legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes, our future leaders, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Laramie. Energy for today and tomorrow. And we thank Fox Supply in Minster, a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes. And we work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply supports our school's academic programs and our school's athletic teams, which have been highlighted by Scores Broadcast for 20 years. Fox Supply here in Minster for nearly 50 years, and one of the many organizations helping to make our region a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. Our Sour Mug star of the game, Sour Mugs in West Milton, Sour Mugs brand new in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall, Brandon.
Yeah, for Alder, I'm going to go with Azir Curry, 11 points. She did really well. I mean, hitting that, of course, that go-ahead shot there with 5 seconds. Allison Link also could have had a path for it too. She had, the 10 points overall, 9 of them in the second half. For Rushi, I'm going to go with Hazel Francis. She had a dozen. Did a great job attacking downhill. She's definitely going to be a candidate for Shelby County League Play of the Year. She keeps proving it every game she's playing in. So Hazel Francis is your Curry, our Sour Mug start of the game.
Hazel Francis, Izzy, or Curry. Sour Mugs brings you this segment of our broadcast. Sour Mugs in West Milton. Sour Mugs' new store, Pickwa Center, formerly the Pickwa East Mall. It's in the food court, in the Pickwa Social, a brand new family gathering place in Pickwa. Sour Mugs, wings and barbecue, located in Pickwa here on scoresbroadcast.com.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Pickwa at the food court at the Social in the Pickwa Center, formerly the Pickwa East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Pickwa Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Pickwa Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Pickwa, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Pickwa Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, the Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Pickwa Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Up our next broadcast here on scoresbroadcast.com is coming up tomorrow night. Boys action from Jackson Center, Botkins Trojans against the Jackson Center Tigers. Going to be interesting to see, Brandon, how well Botkins does on the road against the upper echelon of the SCAL.
Yeah, and of course, I mean, Botkins is playing really well. Again, it was kind of this league this year where he kind of knew a couple of the teams who could have been the better teams, but just kind of how it would shake out. And Botkins has really got a chance, if they win this game against Jackson, to really have the upper hand towards winning the Shelby County League with beating Jackson, Rushi, and Anna all in the first round. That's going to be really good on Botkins then if they can pull out a big win. Of course, Jackson Center's a tough place to play, and Jackson Center, of course, has taken a huge step forward this year with Coach Aaron Kloppenstein. So that'll be a great game, and I'm sure I'll be tuning into you and calling that action tomorrow night.
Well, Rushi girls off till Saturday after Christmas against Minster. That's a home game Saturday afternoon. Should be a very good contest. Minster with some size on the inside. Wildcats are getting healthier. Minster at Rushi Saturday afternoon. That's the Raiders' next contest. Monday, December 29th, a week from tonight at Botkins. And then Saturday, January 3rd, Fort Loramie girls at Rushi. And for the Alder Knights, overall record for Alder is now 4-3. Next game is in Lakewood, Ohio. I think that's the Lakewood that's southeast of Columbus. And then a game at Chaminade coming up too. Contest at Lakewood on the 27th, at Chaminade on the 3rd. Home game with Fenwick on January 7th. Fenwick is a team that Alter has already beaten by 17 points.
Yeah, GCL league, and it's a pretty interesting league to play in. But of course, you know, you know if you're Rushi, you know it's a game, you know, obviously a loss, but like you said, a learning moment too. So something that's going to benefit you. Again, I know I iterated to it a couple times in the broadcast and said how Laramie's taken on Ottawa Glandorf and taken on Liberty Benton, stuff like that, and how that's benefited them even in times where they both won and lost, and they eventually come out with some deep tournament runs. This can benefit you. You learn a lot more about your team. I'm sure Coach Michael Bayshore would rather win these upcoming games against Pawkins, Fort Laramie, and Minster, maybe then win tonight. But, you know, you're also proving to Alter why you're keeping them on the schedule as well, because they're a very, Rushi showing they're a very respectful program to Alter.
You are not going to be attacked by a Division VII defense like Alter displayed tonight. Just not going to happen. This was D4 defense applied by Alter, and it stymied Rushi over the last two quarters. Just 12 points, as you noted earlier. Yeah. 6 points in the third, 6 points in the fourth, enabling Alter to sneak up on Rushi from behind and win in the final seconds, 38-35. Alter beat Rushi last year at Rushi's gym, 40-37. Want to wish everybody out there a Merry Christmas from scoresbroadcast.com. We hope all of you had a happy Thanksgiving. Looking forward now to a great new year, 2026, just around the corner, as we will continue on into January with more high school basketball here on Scores Broadcast. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on the phone for high school sports. Brandon enjoyed it very much.
Yes.
I wish the turnout for West Central Ohio Shelby County Athletic League fans would have been better. Rushi falls short by 3. They give Alder a lot of credit. The Knights stuck to it and pulled it out in the waning seconds by 3 points. Thanks to our online listeners here this evening who joined our broadcast here at Kettering Alter. Thanks to Brandon alongside, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee. Jack Kramer saying good night from Alter High School as the Knights defeat the Rushi Raiders by 3 points, 38-35.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Laramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Laramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Laramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, Kyle, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom and Minster design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney, we've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney, we make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Thank you.